Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Alphonsus Liguori, a great saint of our modern times even, died in 1787. He was 91 years old when he died, and he lived a life to the full, you could say, in the gospel sense, because he took a vow not to waste any time, and he wrote many books. They say 60 volumes of books, and that's how we sort of remember him, especially today, because his books are spread far and wide, and they're so profoundly full of wisdom that can guide us in our efforts to be holy. And he really made the effort to spread the wisdom that God gave him in these books in a popular way. And he would say that preachers should always preach in a popular way, not in a way to astound people by their words and their fancy phrases, but always speak in a way that people can understand. And he was a great intellect too. At the age of 16 years old, he was a doctor in canon and civil law, and was a great lawyer in Naples, Italy, and until he lost a case through a stupid mistake that he made, and spent some days, maybe weeks, reflecting on the mistake and the vanity of the world and his profession. After that, he decided to give up his profession of being a lawyer and decided to become a priest. And it was inspired to preach to the urban parishes where people had nobody to preach to them. So he founded the Redemptorist Order and went on missions and would preach missions to the poor people who were neglected and had no one to preach to them. And later, at the age of 66, he was made a bishop by the Pope, even though he pleaded that he be not have to take that position because he was not healthy and he had many ailments, and he wanted to care for his new religious order, the Redemptorists. But the Pope insisted that he be the bishop of a certain area near Naples, and he immediately began a reform of his diocese and would travel through every parish and see to the needs of every parish and encourage the priests to serve their people devoutly. And he would provide for every church that didn't have vestments and good chalices and things for the churches. He did his best to provide for every church in his diocese. So he was really diligent and scrupulous in his efforts to do everything right for his diocese. And we see that in his vow that he took to not waste any time. And he was finally, after pleading many times with the Pope, he was finally allowed to resign his bishopric and take care of his order. But at the end of his life, through a misunderstanding with the Pope, he was actually expelled from his own order and died in that state. But so we have today still him living in the books that he wrote, which are so powerful, the books on Our Lady, the glories of Our Lady, which really transformed Europe itself, which was dying in its devotion to Mary, and he revived it almost single-handedly through that book, talking about the Hail Holy Queen, all the privileges of Our Lady, Hail. And he would quote all the church fathers on their quotes of Our Lady in a very interesting way, in a way that people could understand. Dignities and duties of the priests, which is so helpful to priests. And preparation for death, which speaks of the four last things in such a profound way. True spouse of the Holy Spirit, which helps religious to live their religious life so well. So many other devotional things, meditation on the life of Christ, meditation on the passion and death of Jesus, which is so profound. Many, many others that we can still find in the bookstores. And so we're really indebted to him for what he did for the church, and he's certainly going to have his reward, which will continue to the end of the world through all the benefits bestowed on the church through his books that will be read to the end. So So we thank God for his gift to the church, and strive to use his wisdom for our own sanctification.